Proverbs chapter 14. We're going to look at just a few thoughts tonight, a few verses. I know I'm not going to get all the way through chapter 14 tonight because there's a couple of verses I want to deal with. And so we'll start in verse number. Before I, real quickly tonight, Proverbs chapter 14, I just want to read a couple of verses. Verse number 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. As we've been studying through the book of Proverbs, it's about wisdom and knowledge and understanding. This verse is teaching us that a wise man, when it says the word feareth there, it's not talking about feareth for his life. It's not talking about a fear of the Lord. Now don't get crossed up and confused with me here. The Bible does tell us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but there's a reverential fear of the Lord. It's not talking about fear to go out of the house because you're afraid that God's going to strike you dead. Don't do this because, you know, don't get crazy in your thinking when it talks about fear. But it says a wise man feareth. Why would a wise man fear whenever the Scripture says that, that we're to fear not? Why would a wise man fear? Well, you got to look at this thing on there's two sides of the coin. There's a heads and a tails. You got to look at this thing as a wise man. Watch the Bible now, what it says. He feareth and departeth from evil. So as a wise man is going about his day, he sees danger ahead. I was coming down the road this afternoon. As a matter of fact, Brother Clinton and Miss Tanya was coming from their direction. And they said a state trooper on the side of the road with his lights on. And there was somebody had cleared out a path in the woods and they put a big old pile of gravel in there, big old rocks. And there's a big old hump out there in the road. And there was danger. And so a wise man feareth. He sees danger ahead and he fears that danger. And what does the Scripture say? That he departeth. So I moved over to the other lane and went around it. All right? The wise man, if he's going through life and sees danger up ahead, he departs from that evil. Doesn't go that direction. The Scripture says in the book of Proverbs, depart from it. Walk not with it, amen. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it. Get away from that evil. So the fear of the wise man is not fearing the Lord. It's not talking about that. It's not even dealing with that. It's fearing the outcome if they go the direction of that evil. It can affect me just as much as it can anybody else. I see something fixing to take place. Let's say, for an example, that we're walking down the road and we see two guys fixing to brawl. They're fixing to get in a fight. And we just keep going right toward it. And we walk right in the middle of it. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're liable to get busted upside the head because you're stupid and you didn't go the other way. The wise man sees danger ahead and he turns from it. Whether it's somebody starting a fight or ruckus, whatever. Maybe it's the financial ruin ahead. A wise man sees the danger ahead. If I make this decision, if I do this, it's going to cause some bad repercussions. A wise man turns from that. If someone invites them to go out to eat somewhere and they know there's going to be drinking, there's going to be partying. Just this week, I turned down two different invitations to go because we're teaching all these guys and it's just a thing they do. They take people out to eat. And they literally come to me. I don't know how many times, how many people came to me and said, you're going out to eat with us tonight, aren't you? And they told me where they was going to eat. A wise man departed from evil. I knew where they was going. I know what goes on there. And I told them, no, I won't go. I'm not going. I'm going home. Not bragging on myself. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But it's very easy to give in to that. What's your Bibles? The wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages or continues on and is confident that he can handle the situation. And the end result is he's made some mistakes. He's sinned, he's failed, he's got involved with whatever's took place. A wise man, in perceiving trouble ahead, will avoid it, but a fool charges ahead and is arrogant, thinking he can handle it. Or he can take care of whatever the situation is. Verse 17, the Bible says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The first part of that verse says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. preached many times from this pulpit on living by your emotions, letting your emotions lead you. We're not to be emotion-led, we're to be spirit-led. Emotions such as anger, wrath, clamor, evil speaking, those are emotions. Those are God-given emotions, amen? God created us, God allowed us to have those. Even Jesus himself was angry, amen, when he flipped over the tables in the temple, amen, he was angered. It's how you handle that anger, being spirit-led. And so the scripture is teaching us in verse number 17, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. I've heard of people getting mad and slapping their children. Foolish. They end up losing their children because they beat them. I've heard of people getting so angry that they throw things at their spouse. Foolish. Amen? And then after the fact, they get calmed down. They go back and try to repent and or try to make things right. But you listen, the damage is already done. You've already done it. It's foolish. And the Bible is teaching us a very tremendous truth here, is that he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. Don't be led by your emotions. Be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. If you get angry, walk away from it. If your children make you angry, walk away. Get you a place somewhere, a quiet place if you have to. Now don't leave them alone. Don't be foolish and leave them alone. But calm yourself down. If you can't leave them and get away from them, just get somewhere, sit down together, and calm yourself down before you react foolishly. It's been many a child been abused over foolishness. Amen. Been many a families divorced and broken up over foolishness. The Bible says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. One with a short temper will deal foolishly. Whether there are words which should not have been said or decisions which should not have been made or reacting with anger is a trademark of a fool. We're having fun tonight. Furthermore, those who live their lives are not well thought of. Those that react with anger, those that react quickly, short tempered, they're not well thought of. You won't get the great paying job. Amen. Won't have a whole lot of friends hanging around people with short tempers like that. Amen. They're not well thought of. Emotions, for which God is, anger is one of them and God has given them to it. They're God-given emotions. But woe to the person who allows himself to be controlled by his emotions. We're not to allow them to control us. The biblical concept of meekness is implied in these verses of Scripture and discipline of emotions. Calm yourself, amen? Be spirit-led. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 32, let me read that to you real quickly. In verse 32, the Bible says, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. You're better than all the men of the army, all the strongest men in the world. If you can control your spirit, control your emotions, you're mightier than the strongest man in the world. People talk about, the world talks about how strong they are. Those guys that take their shirt off and flex their muscles and boy, and brag about how strong they are. And we have people like that around the workplace, those young guys, they like to show off and, you know, they got those biceps and, you know, the Bible says if you can control your emotions, you're stronger than they are. You're stronger than the mighty. You learn to control your tongue, control your attitude. Amen. Biblical principle is learn to control yourself. Control your emotions. Verse 18, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Those who have never made an effort to think through a matter often make foolish decisions. Well, I mean, it's just a simple thing to think through something before you make a decision. What's going to be the end result? What will happen if I do this? What will happen if I say this? What will happen if I go there? Think through the thing before you make that decision. Just the other day, whenever they asked me about going to eat, I had to think through the thing. What's going to happen if I go with them? What's going to be the end result? I know what's going to happen. They're going to drink. They're going to party. They're going to get loud. They're going to cuss. And everybody's going to associate the pastor with that crowd. Guess what ain't happening? Preacher didn't go with them. Amen? But we're to think through a matter. But the foolish don't do that. They just do whatever. If it feels good, do it. Those who are wise are blessed and prospered from their discernment. The word here in this verse of Scripture, translated as crowned, in its most basic sense, has the idea of surrounded or encircled. It simply means that in the context of this verse of Scripture, that those that are prudent are surrounded with information. They think the matter through. They get all the information that they need to make a wise decision. Those who are not well informed make foolish decisions. But prudent men surround themselves with good information, so they make a wise decision. The simple inherit folly. That word simple again is naive. Those that are naive, they inherit foolishness because they don't think through a matter. They make stupid decisions and dumb decisions. I know those are not biblical words. Stupid and dumb is words that we use. It's the in the English language, amen? We understand those words. But simple is a naive person that won't think through a situation and just react and just do. You can't just do it, as Nike says. You better think through the thing and pray about some situations and decisions before you make a haste decision and end up wrecking and ruin your life and somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good preaching right there, even if I am doing it. The evil bow before the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor. But the rich hath many friends. As long as you're poor, you don't have a whole lot of friends. You get a little money and they, boy, they come out of the woodwork. Moving around alone, don't have time for all that. He that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. True happiness comes from helping somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Verse number 22, do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. The word err means to go astray or to wander. Those who devise evil wind up in the ditch of life. Usually backfires on them. They devise evil schemes, and listen, it has a way of backfiring. We've talked about that several times before. In all labor there's profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Verse number 23, the Bible says here that work is profitable, whether by a paycheck or whether by merit. There's a lot of folks that the talk of the lips, they talk a good talk. But when it comes time to getting the work done, they ain't there. You ever met anybody like that? I meet a lot of people like that. It's hard to find good help. We talk about that. A lot of folks have talked about that with the workplace. It is very hard to find good help. We was even talking about that today in the county I was working in. They cannot find good help. Everywhere you go, people are hiring. It's hard to find good help. People want a job, and they talk a good talk in the interview, but whenever you hire them and give them the work to do, they don't want to do it. That's just Bible. But there's a benefit to being a hard worker. Profit comes from work. If you work hard, amen, you earn money, amen. And when you earn money and you work hard, the bosses see that and they promote you. And you can move up the ladder. And you get to the point, someday, hopefully, you don't have to work as hard. Hey, that's the way it works, all right? The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The crown of the wise. Wisdom pays off with prosperity. Wise men tend to be sound and financially solid because they work hard and they save their money and they spend it wisely, not foolishly. Fools, the folly of fools leads to the opposite outcome. Foolishness leads to wasted money, which leads to poverty, which leads to unhappiness, which leads to making foolish decisions. And living in sin. There's a true profit from wisdom and likely poverty from a life void of wisdom. True profit from wisdom and likely poverty from a life void of wisdom. That's why the Bible says get some knowledge, get some understanding, have some wisdom. Or you can live in the gutter if you want to. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Verse 25. The fear of the Lord is a strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. I'm going to stop with this. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You'll never go wrong in the fear of the Lord. You'll never go wrong to fear the Lord. I don't fear the Lord like he's going to strike me dead at any moment. That's not the type of fear that we have. It's a reverential fear. I fear my flesh. Amen. If I go astray, if I do something foolish, that God will chasten me. It's just like a child feareth the father or feareth the mother. If they tell them, no, don't do that, and they do that, they should be a fear. You can look at them. Sometimes I could look at my girls when they was growing up. I could just give them a look, and there was a fear come over them because they knew. That's what it's talking. That's the same kind of fear. Fear of the Lord. Amen. There's things that we know that we are not supposed to do, so we're to fear. Fear the Lord. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. I know that if I behave, if I'm obedient to the Lord, that my Lord, my God, will bless me. He'll protect me and he'll take care of me. Amen. If I'm obedient. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. There is solid confidence of God's help and God's blessings when we fear him altogether. God's people, God's children, always have a place of refuge from the storms of life. Storms are going to come, but there's a place of refuge in the fear of the Lord. Amen. There's strong confidence and a refuge for those that fear him. I'm going to quit with that right there. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In the fear of the Lord. I'm not scared to death of him. Amen. But I fear him as my father. I do not want to disobey. I don't want to break his heart. I want to do what's well pleasing in his sight. And I certainly don't want him to spank me and have to chasten me and correct me because I'm foolish. I want to try to do everything that I can. How do you know what the Father expects of you? Read his word. He's done told you. Wrote it down for you. These babies, these children are a great example because they don't know what... Listen, they react and they act off of their emotions. They're emotion-led. If they feel like crying, they cry. If they feel like screaming, they scream. They're emotion-led. They don't know no better. We have to discipline. We have to train them. Once they learn that, what mommy and daddy expect, then that's a control of the emotions. Amen? And then they have a fear of parental guidance. If I do that, I get a spanking. Make sense? Same way with the Lord. If we do that, if we make that foolish decision, we might get a spanking. You certainly don't want the Lord to spank you. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's Bible. Be obedient. Amen. Father the Lord, do what's well pleasing in his sight. Hope that's a help to you tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord.